It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the Filmmakers Lounge. I'm sitting across from Andrew Hamer, a nice gentleman who actually introduced himself to me last night at the opening night gala and said, "Please come by, talk to me. You've got a short film called Three Skeleton Key in the Short Films Block C screening Saturday, tomorrow, at 10:30 p.m. at Violet Crown B." These are eight short films, and yours is one among them. You don't know where. First, last, in the middle?
Not yet. Somewhere in there.
You'll find out during the screening. And this sounds like a fun film. Three Skeleton Key. Tell us a little bit about the film, Andrew.
Well, the film, it's actually based on an old short story by George Todues, and it was adapted famously into a radio drama back in the 1950s starring Vincent Price.
Yes. Okay. All right. This comes back to me now.
Yes.
Yes, I know that well. Okay. Yes. Oh, please go on. Now I'm really excited.
Yeah, so I love that story and the radio drama adaptation, and I just, you know, I always wanted to see it as a film, and so I guess I became the idiot to try to undertake making this into a film, but it was just an absolute joy getting to make this film, which is set in a lighthouse on a small island called Three Skeleton Key.
Right. So let's now that I know what's going on in this film, I'm trying to picture how you did this on a budget, because it takes place in a lighthouse and in like 100 years ago, and a ship runs aground, and let's just say something comes off the ship and these men are trapped on this island with this thing coming towards them. I don't want to spoil it for people. How your film is how long? 10 minutes?
Yes.
So you said it's a proof of concept.
It is a proof of concept.
For a feature-length film.
For a feature-length film.
The short itself, does it stands alone? It's a complete story?
Yes, it is the most pivotal part of the larger story. But basically, these men seeing this on the lighthouse, seeing this mysterious ship heading towards their island, and they can't figure out why, because most of the ships know to stay away from the island because there's dangerous reefs surrounding it.
Hence the lighthouse. Yes,
yes, and this thing keeps heading straight towards them, and there's just all this anxiety and paranoia going on between the crew, the lighthouse crew members, about what to do. And also in my adaptation, there's also a lot of there's also some racial tension with the protagonist, who is an African American lighthouse assistant, with his boss, who is a bigoted white lighthouse keeper. So
those are some contemporary story points. Did you contemporize the setting in the film itself?
Well, I mean, the film is set in 1921, but there is certainly the parallels with the modern, with today's era. You know, certainly, I think racial discrimination in the United States has sadly been a continuing part of our history.
And a useful thing to address. So, did you film this at a lighthouse?
I did, actually. I filmed it actually at a lighthouse location in San Simeon, California. It was called Piedras Blancas Lighthouse.
Yep.
Which apparently someone told me it was actually, there was a B horror movie made there in the 1940s about some creature taking over that lighthouse. So I guess we're not the first to try to venture into that kind of realm.
You know, there are not many lighthouses up and down the West Coast. It's not like it's not like the Atlantic Coast here. I know just the one you're talking about.
Yes, and it was amazing. They had actually just renovated it a few years back, so it really helped us trying to make a functional lighthouse, which I think we're so used to seeing lighthouses that are so scenic and kind of, you know, beautiful tourist scenery. But these were functional buildings, you know, they were the sort of GPS navigation of that era, and those men and women would have to work so many hours trying to make sure that the light was always lit and that ships knew where they were going.
The film that we're talking about is Three Skeleton Key. Definitely look up the radio drama. I think you can find it out there. It's part of the Short Films Block C, which screens Saturday at 10:30 in the Violet Crown B. I'm talking to Andrew Hamer. So, Andrew, you're from Virginia originally. You grew up in Williamsburg.
Yes.
And now you live out in L.A. and working in the biz.
Yes.
What are you doing out there? How long have you been?
I've been out there about 7 years now, and I've worked on a variety of TV shows and a few indie feature projects. I was mostly working in the production office on TV shows. Mm-hmm. I worked a little bit in the writer's room as a writer's PA on a few shows. So it's been great just being able to be on set, being able to see, you know, these stories come alive.
So, okay, so here's a question. Do you have your own IMDb entry?
I do.
All right. So you can look up Andrew Hamer, and you can find out about the film at 3SkeletonKeyFilm.com. The film is Three Skeleton Key. So you're from Virginia. Have you been? You've been to the Virginia Film Festival before?
It's my first time.
Really?
First time.
You've been to Charlottesville before?
I have been to Charlottesville before.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's actually an architect, and so I had to show her the beautiful,
of course,
scenery and land, beautiful architecture in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the last time I was in Charlottesville was 12 years ago, when I was a student at Florida State, and we lost to University of Virginia. So that was not the most pleasant night, getting a lot of vitriol heading my way as a Florida State fan.
Well, I hope this visit is more pleasant. How are you finding the festival so far?
I really enjoyed it. I mean, it's been an absolute honor to be here. I know the 30 years is certainly an amazing, I've heard just so many great things about this festival and just the hospitality and some great films here screening. So,
well, other than the Short Films Block C, which is screening Saturday at 10:30 in Valley Crown B, is there something you're particularly looking forward to?
I actually am going to be seeing Hostels before my Shorts Block screens. I enjoy Scott Cooper. I know he's from Virginia. Mm-hmm. My brother went to Hamden, Sydney for a little while, and Scott Cooper came there, I definitely have a place in my heart for Westerns. My grandfather, you know, was sort of like when I was a kid, I was just sort of indoctrinated to the John Wayne, you know, the Shane films, you know, those kind of
great films,
great Westerns.
Yeah. So you've got this film. Three Skeleton Key. Have you been taking around to some other festivals?
Yes. We actually premiered in June at the Dances with Films Festival. We screened at the Chinese Theater.
Mm-hmm.
We were at went to the Orlando Film Festival about 2 weeks ago, and we've also screened in Utah. We've screened in New York, New Jersey, and a few other places in California. But I'm very excited about the Virginia Film Festival. It's certainly just an honor to be here, and it's such a prestigious festival to be a part of. So
this film is a proof of concept. You're hoping to show it around and then get funding for doing a feature-length version?
That's correct.
How's that going?
It's going well. I mean, it's been an amazing process, just even with the script. I worked on this a few years ago, first coming up with an initial idea for the for the feature, and it's amazing how it's sort of evolved and changed. I mean, I really tried to respect the spirit of the original story while also being able to have the freedom to make my own contributions to the story.
Well, anyone who's heard the radio drama from the 1950s, I think, with Vincent Price, The Three Skeleton Key, it's such... I'm kind of stunned to hear that no one had thought of making a film before, or at least hadn't been successful in doing so. So I wish you the greatest of success. It's a terrific story. The film is Three Skeleton Key. It screens one more time as part of the Shorts Block C, Saturday, 10:30 at the Violet Crown B. And the great thing about the short film programs is you get such a variety. I see 8 films listed. None longer. It looks like the longest is like, well, the longest is 30 minutes, but most of them are 15 minutes or under. Yours is 10. And they always make for really entertaining evenings. So thank you for coming by. Good luck with the screening tomorrow. I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival. And keep an eye out on, to find out more about the film, go to threeskeletonkeyfilm.com.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Thanks for coming by.